This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Mark Phoenix standing by. Jim Crisco standing by. I'm right here. Mike Ross is about to get the microphone because it's time for the weekly news quiz.
Thank you, Dave. It is good to have everybody back with us and the news quiz set to go. And, of course, Dave participating. We've also got Mark Phoenix in Toronto. Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. And Jim Crisco joining us, pinch hitting this week in place of Karen McGee. Jim is in Edmonton. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I honestly can't believe you guys invited me back. I think it's been 2 or 3 years and I flamed out spectacularly last time. So,
well, that's what Dave and Mark are counting on once again. So it's up to you to prove them wrong, buddy.
Yeah, Jim's result counts against Karen's record.
That's right. Yeah. So as always, Jim and anyone who hasn't seen the quiz before, very simple. We have three contestants. We have three rounds of questions. We have three questions per round, and each question comes with three multiple choice options that are available to our players. However, if they can answer the question correctly without hearing those options, I'll give them 2 points. If they hear the options and get it right, I give them 1 point. However, if they get it wrong, we move on until the point is awarded. Sam Robinson at the controls. Are you ready?
Kinda.
All right. Let's get going then. Here is the order as selected by our randomizing wheel, which was spun by the producer of the show and this segment, Paul Daniel, who also wrote our questions. And the order in round one, Mark, Dave, and Jim. So, Mark, round one, question number one. Bruce Boudreau named the new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks late Sunday night, replacing the fired Travis Green. Boudreau played in 16 cities in his pro career. In how many cities has he been a pro hockey head coach?
I have no idea, so I'm going to take the options.
Your options are 8, 11, or 14.
Whew. Wow. That's a lot of cities. I'm going to go with eight.
Incorrect. Dave Brown.
I actually have no idea. I'm assuming we're counting AHL teams here. So I'm going to go.
We're counting any professional
hockey team. Correct. Yeah. I'm going to go with 14. Let's go with the big number.
Well, guess what? Jim Crisco, you're on
the board,
buddy. Default point to Jim. Jim, did you know it was 11?
Points. I actually did.
Okay. So Boudreau was a head coach in Fort Wayne, Muskegon, San Francisco, Mississippi, Lowell, Manchester, Hershey, Washington, Anaheim, Minnesota, and now Vancouver. So 11 cities as a head coach, 16 cities as a player in his career. The guy's had a lot of first and last month's rent deposits. Dave Brown, question two goes to you. A federal judge last Tuesday blocked U.S. President Joe Biden's nationwide COVID vaccine mandate for which type of worker?
I'm going to take the big guess here. I'm going to say airlines.
Incorrect.
That was worth a guess.
Jim.
Can I get the options, please?
You can. The options are White House employees, police officers, or healthcare workers.
I'm going to go with healthcare workers.
And you have a second point. Congrats.
Jim is doing well for Karen here.
He sure is.
His result does not count for Karen McGee anymore in the annual standings.
The goalposts are moving. The judge ruled that the Biden administration does not have the authority to institute such a mandate without the approval of Congress. All right, Jim, this question is all yours. Let's see what you can do with it. What CNN personality was initially suspended indefinitely, then terminated last week?
I'll go with Chris Cuomo.
That is good for 2 points, sir.
Wow.
Yes, days after Cuomo was suspended, then fired from CNN for intimately helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And a new allegation of sexual harassment against the anchor also emerged. Eventually, CNN announced Cuomo's dismissal. He was fired for assisting his brother as the politician faced similar sexual harassment allegations. Yesterday, Cuomo announced he would no longer be doing his daily radio show on Sirius XM radio either. End of round one. And here's the score. It's real easy. Jim Crisco, 4. Everybody else, 0. Nice start. Let's go to round two. Dave Brown, you kick it off. Authorities are investigating the surprise discovery of hundreds of what items in the bottom of an Alabama ravine?
Oh, I need the options, please.
Your options are FedEx packages, truffles, or hundreds of thousands of uncirculated dollars.
FedEx packages.
You got it. You're on the board, my friend. And authorities do believe the FedEx driver dumped packages in the ravine at least 6 times, making FedEx the victim of property theft. Jim, what longtime Canadian TV personality announced their retirement last week after a 50-year career?
I think I know, but I'm going to go with the options just to be sure.
All right. Your options are Sandy Rinaldo, Brian Williams, or Scott Oak.
Brian Williams.
You got it. Another point for Jim. In his 5 decades career, Williams was a reporter, studio anchor, and host with CBC, CTV, and TSN. He did the Olympics and the CFL extensively, his mainstays, and was also a principal studio anchor with CBC and later CTV and TSN. He won 8 Gemini Awards, 2 Foster Hewitt Awards, 1 Canadian Screen Award, and received the Order of Canada in 2011. All right, Mark, a shortage of a Canadian-produced product has forced its industry to dip into its strategic reserves in order to meet demand. What product are we talking about?
I believe that product would be maple syrup.
I believe you're on the board with 2 points. Very nice. And the reason being that in 2021, there was about 60 million kilograms of maple syrup produced. However, that was an average amount because it was down 18 million kilograms compared to 2020. So
that's
dipping
my
into
personal consumption alone. So that's a problem.
I just want to know. I want to see where they keep, you know, like Fort Knox. Not a lot of people have ever been inside Fort Knox.
You
I want to see.
You can't be trusted.
Yeah, I want to see the maple syrup Fort Knox. I want to go there. All right. End of round number 2. And the score, Jim with 5 points. Mark Phoenix with 2. Dave with 1. And Jim, you kick off round number 3. What Canadian government official announced last week that their office's internal network had been hacked?
Can I have the options, please?
Your options are Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, Manitoba Premier Heather Stephenson, or Governor General Mary Simon.
I'm going to go with Chrystia Freeland.
That is incorrect. Mark?
Huh. I would think I would have heard about this, given my ear to the ground on these things, but it didn't even reach my awareness. So let's go
You got to start listening to Now with Dave Brown.
I'm just trying to figure out, is Mark saying that he's a regular listener to the news, or he's really deeply involved in the hacking community when he says he should have heard about this?
It's a trap.
We'll leave that to the audience and my parents.
And the RCMP. Yes.
I'm going to go with Mary Simon.
And you got another point, sir. Whether the breach involved ransomware is still unclear, as are questions of when it took place, how many people might be impacted, and what kind of information was accessed. So, not a lot known. Thanks a lot for that. All right, Mark, this one's all yours. The NFL has agreed to a $790 million settlement with which U.S. city, finally ending their 4-year legal battle over a relocation of a football team?
Oh, my goodness. I want to swing for the fences on this one. I just know I'm going to somehow get this wrong, but I'm going to guess St. Louis.
And you've got 2 points. Wow. We got a tie right now at 5 points each. Yes, the Rams moved from L.A. to St. Louis in 1995, but returned to L.A. in 2016. And St. Louis said that that has cost them millions of dollars, and the NFL has agreed to that settlement. So 5 points for Jim, 5 points for Mark. Dave, 1 point. I think you're going to get this, though, Dave.
Okay.
What professional – there's a lot of sports in this week's quiz. I love this. What professional NBA player urged NHLers Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby to boycott the upcoming Winter Olympics in China?
Enes Kanter, although now his name is Enes Kanter Freedom.
You got it, sir. 2 points for Dave. Yes, the center for the Boston Celtics he challenged Crosby and McDavid to boycott the games during an interview on CBC's Power and Politics last week, as he, of course, has a long history of outspoken human rights activism, and his attention in recent months has turned from criticizing his native Turkey to the Chinese government. So that was that. So we got Dave with 3 points, Jim and Mark each with 1 point, and we've got a tie. So here we go. Jim, Mark, tie-breaking question. I read the question in its entirety. You yell out your name. Whoever gets it, gets that first, gets a first crack at the question. Which professional sports league's owners locked out its players last week?
Jim.
Mark.
Jim.
MLB.
You got it. And with that, the winner is... Jim Crisco. What? 6-5-3. Way to go, Jim.
Well, Jim, it's been years since you've been on the quiz, and you will not be invited back anytime soon after this performance. Jim, great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.